slashed her throat.
Chapter 14. Jericho paused in front of the large windows that looked out onto the serene beach far below. It was beautiful here, and he wondered how many times Delphine had stood in this spot, unable to appreciate how lovely it was because of what Zeus had done to her. That would no longer be her problem. Madoc joined him.
"You know, I've been faking not having emotions for so long that I'm not really sure how to show them now. I still want to be completely stoic. Weird, huh?"
Jericho shrugged.
"Makes sense to me. When you live a lie long enough, it has a way of becoming the truth."
Although after all the centuries he had spent living as a mute, it was hard to believe how easily he had adapted to speaking again. It made him wonder if anyone other than Delphine could have opened him up the same way.
No.
No one had ever had her effect on him. She was unique, and without her, he would have been lost for all eternity. Madoc stepped closer and lowered his voice.
"I didn't want to say anything in front of the others, but Zeth and I talked it over. We'd like to offer you the third position as honorary leader. We think you'd be great at it."
Jericho frowned.
"I'm not an honorary." "No, but you're a warrior with practical experience outside of dreams. We need someone to teach us new tactics against the demons."
What a nice world that would have been. But his new reality would never allow him that kind of luxury.
"Yeah, well, I'd love to, but I have to decline."
"Why?" Jericho glanced to the door where Delphine had vanished.
"My time is spoken for, and there's no way to get out of it. Sorry, but I can think of someone else who would be great at it. Someone who can move entire mountain ranges with nothing more than the sheer force of her obstinate will."
Madoc smiled as if he understood perfectly.
"Delphine?"
Before Jericho could answer, the door crashed open to show him Delphine battling three identical women. Clad in black, they came at her with swords, even as she danced around them, blocking their moves with her staff and thrusting back with a skill most men lacked. Jericho knew those lethal bitches in an instant. At one time, they had been his allies on ancient battlefields.
"The Fannoi!"
Rage consumed him at the sight. How dare they attack her? Without any rational thought, he flashed himself to Delphine's back so that he could protect her while she fought. But the moment he did, the Fannoi vanished.
"Cowards!"
he shouted.
"What? Are you too afraid to fight someone you know can kick your ass?"
But then that was how they operated. They never attacked in the open. They moved like wraiths, out of the darkness to kill and withdraw. Scared for Delphine, he turned to face her. There was a vicious cut on the side of her neck that made his anger rise even higher.
"What did they do?"
She grimaced as she dissolved her staff. "They tried to cut my throat, but unless my powers are bound, I'm not helpless." Thank the gods for that, because he still wanted blood over the attack. She hissed as she wiped at the wound. "Oh, it hurts, though." Jericho looked past her to where Madoc had paused near them.
"Madoc, can you heal her?"
The honorary wasted no time. He placed his hand over the wound and sealed it shut. But his eyes were as worried as Jericho's.
"Who do you think sent them?"
Delphine wiped her hand over her neck and clothes, removing the blood from both. "Why would they send them?" Jericho stared at her.
"Who have you made mad?"
"Just you and Noir. With everyone else, I tend to keep a low profile to avoid events such as this."
"Well, you obviously pissed off someone with some pull."
The Fannoi only served a handful of gods, and he was determined to find out who was behind this. Jericho summoned Jared to him. The Sephiroth came instantly, but there was a trace of blood at the corner of his lips that he wiped away with one knuckle. Whether it was his or someone else's, Jared didn't say.
"Is there something you needed?"
Jared asked. Jericho nodded.
"While I draw my powers from the source, I know that you are more in tune with it. I need you to listen and tell me who sent the Fannoy after Delphine."
"Will that knowledge help you?"
Jericho looked at Delphine.
"Absolutely."
Jared stiffened his arms out by his body and splayed his hands as if he was connecting with something none of them could see or hear. His eyes dilated to solid black, and then turned completely red, even the pupils. His skin turned so pale that he looked dead. The veins